Hi, I'm Carl Azus for CNN Student News. Today's 10 minutes of current events coverage starts with a tour of three stories making headlines. First up, a search for answers after a mass shooting Wednesday in San Bernardino, California.
At this stage, we do not yet know why this terrible event occurred. We do know that the two individuals who were killed were equipped with weapons and appeared to have access to additional weaponry at their homes.
So officials are now saying there were two attackers, not three as originally reported. They were both killed later Wednesday in a shootout with police. They've been identified as Zaid Rizwan Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik. Police say the couple killed 14 people and wounded 21 during a shooting at a conference center. Officials also found some bombs at the scene that did not go off. Police say the attackers had so many weapons, it's likely they'd planned an assault in advance. They believe Farouk might have become radicalized and could have developed extremist Muslim views. Investigators say he was in touch with people who were under investigation for international terrorism, so they're looking at that as a possible motive. Next story from the Pentagon.
To succeed in our mission of national defense, we cannot afford to cut ourselves off from half the country's talents and skills. We have to take full advantage of every individual who can meet our standards.
Part of Defense Secretary Ashton Carter's statement yesterday that women will now be allowed in all combat positions in the U.S. military. The historic change will allow women to serve in infantry, armor, reconnaissance, and certain special operations units that used to be limited to men. Not everyone supports the decision. The Marine Corps pointed to a study it conducted that suggested all male combat squads are more effective and less likely to be injured than forces with both men and women. Third story takes us to the UK.
The House should be under no illusion. These terrorists are plotting to kill us and to radicalize our children right now.
Part of the Prime Minister's speech ahead of a vote in Parliament that authorized Britain to launch airstrikes against ISIS terrorist targets in Syria. Before the vote, the UK was only conducting airstrikes in Iraq. But international pressure increased for Britain to do more following the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris, France. From yesterday's transcript page at CNNStudentNews.com, here's who's commenting but not spamming on our roll call request list. College Station High School is in Texas. Hello to the Cougars. Great to see y'all watching today from College Station. In the northeasternmost state of Maine, we've got the Huskies today at Brunswick Junior High School in Brunswick. And in the eastern Mexican state of Nuevo León, hello to our viewers at the American Institute of Monterrey. Thank you for watching. Telepathy, communicating brain to brain without using words or signals, has not been proven to exist, though a close friend or relative might swear they know what you're thinking. Still, as we enter part two of our series looking at the future of communication, a type of brain to brain contact is certainly something on researchers' minds.
We are by nature sociable creatures. We like spending time with each other, talking directly face to face. But the truth is, many of us spend a lot of time at one remove, on cell phones and computers. Our next innovation promises an entirely new and surprisingly intimate form of communication. I'm here in Seattle to play an old game, 20 questions, but to play it in a way that it's seldom been played before. No questions asked out loud, just my brain in one room and someone else's in another, in silent communication. An unremarkable street, an unremarkable university building, but inside, something quite extraordinary is about to happen.
I think what we have done is establish that it is possible for two human brains to communicate with each other directly without using language.
Professor Rajesh Rao is a computer scientist and has spent his career trying to decode how the human brain works.
The brain really defines who we are. I mean, it's, between these 2 years, is the 3-pound universe that I live in, right? That you live in between your ears. It defines basically humanity.